Hello, and thanks again. It's Daily Inspiration time, and you've called, and we're glad to share the Word of God with you. It's awesome to always be able to talk about Jesus. I'd like to look at a verse or two today in Luke. Let's go over to Luke chapter 16. And in Luke chapter 16, he concludes a teaching. And then he goes on to say in verse 16 is where we're at in Luke. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. So we see here that there were two different institutions of God, the law and the prophets, that God chose to carry his word and to carry the message and the teaching and the truth of God. And that was until John the Baptist, the one that was said he was preparing the way. He was not the light, but he was bearing witness of the light, and that he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, the scripture says. And he was, in a sense, the last Old Testament prophet. And it says, since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And God makes a statement in verse 17 that said, it's easier for heaven and earth to pass. In a sense, what he's saying, it would be more possible and not out of character, in a sense, if this earth and the stars and the moon and the galaxies would fail. But he said the word of God is not going to pass. It's not going to fail. The littlest mark, the littlest comma, the cross on the T, the dot on the I of God's word isn't going to fail. It's going to stand. And I like that thought. And then the next verse in the Bible, God could have said a lot of different things. And if I was writing the book of my own thinking of how what God would want to say, maybe I would have put something different. But the next words of our Lord Jesus, as he's talking about the law and the word of God, then he goes on to just speak on the law of divorce. And it says, whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. This is probably the most hated, despised, rejected, and explained away scriptures in the Bible. But I'm going to tell you, I'd rather stand on the Word of God and believe what it's saying right here than to try to explain it away. Whosoever, is the same word in John 3:16, whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And here it says, whosoever puts away a wife, marries another, commits adultery. Wow. There's a lot of people in trouble at this. If you're going to believe the Bible and stand on this word that can't fail, put away the wife. God hates divorce. Then you go marry another, you commit adultery. Do adulterers go to heaven? Not unless they get born again, not unless they obey God. And whosoever marries her that's put away from her husband commits adultery. So the woman that's put away, you marry her, you're an adulterer. you won't make it to heaven. So what do we say when we look at this? We have to say, wow, what are you saying, God? You're saying that marriage must be binding. Marriage is something God takes really serious. So when I marry a wife, I got to stick with her for my whole life. If she dies, the Bible teaches, you can remarry. But if she's living and you're married to another or vice versa, adultery is the sin. So as we look at this wonderful Word of God, be thankful for the Word of God. Don't fight God's Word. God says a lot of other things in the Bible. I'm not picking on one thing. He said it's hard for a rich man to get to heaven. He said it's really hard for the man that loves money, covetous, the man that hates his brother, the man that looks at a woman with lust commits adultery. God's word's not going to fail. Let's believe it. Let's ask God for the power to obey it, and he'll give it. So the Lord bless you today. Let's just remember, it's easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Another place he says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not my word. This is Brother Jeff, wishing you the best of the day and trusting in Jesus, obeying his word, seeking higher ground. Bye-bye.